Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey, yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common, you know how we do, you know what I mean? Screwball Radio, get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Powell Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wind Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Ooh, hey. What up, Screwball Radio, live from the motherfucking Matrix. Black Poet on the check-in. My nigga Vomit, a.k.a. Comet, motherfucking sports. My nigga E-Mass, what up? He with the current events. And shit is real out there right now, my niggas. What the deal?
Yeah, ain't shit. Y'all getting ready for this dope interview we about to have.
Yeah, man, shit is very real out there, man, right now, man. E, man, speak on it, E.
Man, in case you know, we got to talk about the elephant in the room with the possible, the high possible chance of World War III happening with this conflict going on with Russia and Ukraine. And it's getting real, man. Like, we've seen videos of planes dropping bombs on people's houses, and you've seen the hotels getting blown up. It's getting really messy out there. They pushing that line.
I ain't see those yet, but Bobby put me on a tank running over motherfucking innocent people car in their car. That's just crazy.
They blew up the airport too. They blew up the airport. Definitely crazy.
Yeah, man. Putin, man, is wilding, man. We need the motherfucking G.I. Joes or the Avengers or some motherfucking body else. Stop this nigga Putin, man. That nigga a super
Captain
villain.
America or something.
That nigga on some super villain shit, yo. But on the serious side, man, shit is crazy. You know, everybody out there, Ukraine, hold your head. Europe, niggas got to come together over there, man. It's a lot of little countries, you know, real close over there that they better help out because they could be next.
Yeah, you ain't not to mention, I saw this today with China. They was rumored to be eyeing Taiwan for a takeover too. So it's like when Putin opened up that door, now we have other countries want to grab and take over other people.
Yeah, but there have been bombings going on this whole time. So you got the airstrike in Israel. You got the airstrike, the U.S. airstrike in Africa. You got another U.S. airstrike somewhere else, you know. So, you know, it's not just Russia going in, you know. You there?
Yeah, man. It's
been...
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here. My bad. But yeah, man, shit is ridiculous, man. Like, motherfuckers gotta stop all this fucking crazy shit, because once shit start coming this way and hitting home, that's when it's gonna get real and everybody's gonna be like, oh shit. Need to be like, oh shit, right now.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not even about missiles that people are really worrying about hitting the homeland. It's also cyber attacks, because that can trip your whole electricity and they start hitting them grids and shit like that.
Oh, for sure. Once they start fucking with the infrastructure, get about. They fucking start fucking with the got trains and the bank accounts and all this other shit. It's gonna be a problem.
Yeah, but you know. We you know, the U.S. is they've been preparing for the cyber attacks and all that, so you know,
right,
they
right.
They looking for it. They're aware of it and they're looking for it. So,
but still, man, whatever we do to them, they could do to us 10 times worse.
Well, they did it to us before. That's why we, you know. That's why we put it up, you know?
Yeah, shit is real, man.
Hey, we got hey, Comet, since you made this happen, man, I want you to do the honors of the introduction.
Oh, without question, man. You know, we got a QB veteran, you know, one of Black Poets' main mans, you know, from the bridge.
Imam Thug on the chicken.
Got a new album out. The Immortal Legend on the way. And we got Iman Thug on the line. What up?
Yo.
Iman, what up? You there, boss? How you?
Good, son. What's popping? What's popping, Blackavelli the Don?
You know, that's just a Facebook name. Look at that. I use that name because fucking Facebook banned me for about a year. I was like, I gotta make a new page. What's good, son? Everybody in the world, man. We call him Kruger, but to the world, he's known as motherfucking Imam Thug. And, you know, most of the questions, kid, you know, I already know, but for the people out there, man, let them niggas know where the fuck you come from and what the fuck you represent.
Man, my nigga, I come from the 41st side of QB, 4118. Vernon Boulevard, apartment 1C, let's be very clear.
Very clear, you know, very clear.
Yeah, you've been representing
the
rich
man
for a long time.
For the people that don't know, that's the same building Tragedy Gaddafi from.
Facts.
And it goes even deeper than that. I'll let your mom tell y'all what's good with all that, but... Yeah, dumbass. I see you working, man. You know me. You got some heat about to come out and shit, but...
Yes.
What the fuck you been up to besides that, man?
Oh, man, doing what we do, man. What we always... We just grinding, man. You know, I've been on my grind, man. I've been, like, in corporate America, man, and practicing economic empowerment, things like that. You know what I'm saying? And kind of found a different lane of survival also, you know what I mean? Things like that. And plus, you know, that avenue also is like, you know, a place where a lot of our young adults and some of our older adults also are just not aware of a lot of the money that's out there for us on some of these avenues. So, yeah, so I'm hoping that, you know, once I really sit down with the people and talk to them, you know, I can kind of get them a little bit more acclimated with some of the economic opportunities that are out there, you know what I'm saying, outside of, you know, what they're doing, you know. It's a big industry.
Give me an example, man, about, you know, what kind of, you know, situations and projects y'all need to be having for people, man, you know, that niggas know.
Well, I'm saying, like, you got, like, as far as, like, the trades, you know what I'm saying? I represent the trades, you know what I'm saying? Things like that, man. Anything with the trades, man. It could be me. I represent, like, you know, Division 9, which is, like, the painting trade. But you got everything. You got plumbers. You got electricians. You got all of these different kind of different trades, man. HVAC guys, all these different things, man. These trades, business owners are needed in these fields, man, to kind of, you know, to get engaged with some of the monies that are out there for black businesses, for small businesses, man. So it's a whole different world. But it's like, you know, you're talking about the water and sewer department with just like $2.1 billion, just that division alone. So, you know, it's a lot of money out there that we don't know about. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, that's like dope, man.
It's more like, yeah, for job placement then, right? More like job placement for those that want to learn something new and they can get into things like that, you know.
It's like, you know, it's job creation, really. You know, sometimes, like, you got people who are looking for jobs, and then you got people who are creating jobs. You know, the people who are creating jobs are giving opportunity to the people who are looking for jobs. So it's like it goes hand in hand. The people who are looking for jobs may not want to run a company. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't want, you know what I'm saying, the burden of having to do the back office work of running a company, a legit firm. You know what I'm saying? Because it takes like, usually about 3 years for a small business to be considered a real business, you know what I'm saying, in corporate America. You know, just because you launch something today, I think it's going to be around 6 months from now or a year from now. So you got to kind of, you know, make it through that test of time. You know, that's just, you know, what it is.
Yeah, that's dope, man. She's giving back to the people different ways, man. That's what motherfuckers need, you know what I'm saying? Work with their hands, learn how to work with their hands. That way niggas
exactly
won't be in the streets selling drugs and robbing niggas and doing all the fuckery. You know what I'm saying?
Come on. Come on, man. We've been, you know, I learned my skill in Job Corps, man, back in the day, son. And you already know, son, like, it was hard to get to high school, man, without running through, like, a couple of G-packs early in the morning. so to leave, you know, try to learn some shit, like, you know what I'm saying, with you know, a trade or something was like, what? Where you going? So, yeah, it was a lot of that, too. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, the shit came back. So we're just trying to, like, pay it forward at the end of the day, too. We're trying to find a way to pay it forward. Hopefully the music, you know what I'm saying, will be, you know, another outlet for people to hear what I got to say. And I can talk to them about shit like this, too.
Yeah, man, as far as the music goes, man, yeah, man. Niggas want to know, man, what camp you come from, man? Like, when did you get your fucking start in this hip-hop shit, mom?
Oh, man, listen, man, I came in this game, man, 225 to life, man. You know, shout out to Tragedy, Gaddafi, man. You know, we not away from anything. You know, I come from that whole 252 camp. And, you know, it bubbled over into, like, CNN, you know, Capone and Noriega. That was, you know, the camp right there. And that's where my roots are, you know what I'm saying? So this album is just, you know, just me just representing the legacy right now, man, in my own way, you know, as an artist.
Oh, hell yeah, you like one of the secret weapons, 252, you know what I'm saying? It was you, Tragedy.
That's a fact.
Yo, y'all niggas was making noise, man, for real. And niggas was definitely checking for Imam Thug.
Absolutely, man. I mean, when we did the Clue thing, man, Show Me the Money Part 2, and it was like a Harlem QB thing, man. Dudes threw me behind mace and shit, man. I was like brand new, like, damn. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I wrote that verse on the spot, like, you know, with no pressure, so... That's how I take my work. Like, I really don't take no pressure to it. You know what I'm saying? I just follow the elements. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
For your new project, how many joints you going to drop for niggas? What's going to be, a whole album or EP or what?
Yeah, it's a whole album. It's an LP, man. I got like 12 joints on there, man. You know, it started as an EP. then I was like, damn, that's really not enough. I just wanted to, I have so much music to get out. And I still got so much more music to get out, but I just wanted to just get this off, right here, man. So this is definitely a pride and joy project right here. And I'm happy about it, man. It took me like a whole year, man, to kind of put this whole thing together. So it wasn't like a wham bam thank you man type of deal. It wasn't a microwave dish. This shit falling off the bone, son, in the crock pot for real.
No doubt, no doubt, man. And as far as Nori and everything, I see Nori got to know, he got the drink champs popping and all that shit. Like, are you in touch with Nori and Traj and everybody still keep in touch?
Well, I spoke to Traj, when my mom's passed away. God bless my mom's, man. She passed away, when the COVID thing came through.
Sorry,
she got caught
that,
up
man.
In that shit right away, man. So that was unfortunate. So it was like a handful of people that I spoke to at that time. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, Traj is one of them. Our long-term relationship is deeper than music. So, yeah, him and Capone. Different things like that, but the Slime Guard, you know what I'm saying? Man, Norris, I haven't spoke to him in a while, but the last time I did see him, we did have we ate dinner at some Italian restaurant. I think it was Big Pun's, some spot that Big Pun, God bless, Big Pun used to go to in Miami. I think it was Capone's birthday or something like that. We was breaking bread, but yeah, man, I let him know how proud of I am of him, and I'm still proud of him, man. You know what I'm saying? It takes a lot for guys guys like us, man, to come back. Everybody can't come back. So he came back, and that's a big deal.
For sure, for sure. You got any surprises,
absolutely,
niggas gonna get on the album? Any guests? Any producers that niggas know? Or are you just going straight Raw Dogg, Imam Thug style?
I'm going Raw Dogg, Imam Thug style. Yeah, what we're trying to do right now is we're trying to bring a different sound to the table. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to bring our own visuals to the table. You know what I'm saying? We're working with our own visual team. Shout out to my man Rich Nice, and his whole camp. You know what I'm saying? Sincere the Guard and everybody over there, Bottles and everybody over there. We're just trying to set our own wave, man. You know what I'm saying? We're on Immortal Time right now. Immortal Legend, so. Everything is organic. Everything is organic, son.
Oh, no doubt, man. I can't wait till we drop that shit that we got, kid. Once you drop that shit, it's gonna be crazy, man. Niggas gonna understand one shot, they gone.
Ooh wee.
You got some fire for y'all niggas, man. Hey, Comet, y'all know y'all got some questions for Tony.
You definitely need
yeah,
more legend, my dude. That's a fact,
I
man.
Know
where, you know what I'm saying?
I definitely want to know where the name Imam Thug come from. Like, what made you go by Imam Thug? Like, I know there's meaning behind it,
Yeah, the meaning is definitely everything to me. But, the name was given to me. You know what I'm saying? Traz gave me that name. A lot of people that know me from Queensbridge that really, really know me don't really know me as being an MC. So most dudes had to find that out later. Most dudes that know me from Queensbridge don't know me for being an MC. But they found out, that Kruger was Imam Thug, and then people started to find out and things like that. But Traj did give me that name. He was like, yo man, you Imam Thug, boom, boom. He branded me with that shit. So it was on me to create my own acronym. Of what it meant for me, which is true hunger, understanding, and growth, which is a struggle, So, we leadership, we struggle with the leadership, we struggle with the faith, but everything, is evolution at the end of the day. So we're here to evolve, man, through the music.
Man, I sure hope this little trouble
makes
us worth it. Yeah, that's official.
Right.
Definitely official.
Right, man. So who's on the beats, man? You got 12 joints, you say. Who you fucking with
joints
on the beats? I know you fucking with independent, new, up and coming niggas.
Absolutely, absolutely. These guys that I fuck with, though, I've been fucking with for a long time. It's just that a lot of these guys haven't really like, you know, I'm not going to say make, you know, some of their most incredible music, but I think that us, me and them together make incredible music. So I wanted to make sure that I share the platform. So this ain't a selfish play. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a lot of different people involved in this shit. It's not just about Imam Thug. I want the producers to shine. You know, I want the artists to shine. And, yeah, you know.
It's a team thing.
It's not
a
selfish play. Yeah, it's a team thing. It's not a selfish play. I got my man Lord Nez. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lord Nez. He got the intro on my album, man.
Yeah, shout out Lord Nez.
You know what I'm saying?
That's family
right
there. Lord Nez is family. Word.
Yeah. That's family right there. Lord Nez, man, you know, son didn't even know he had the intro. I just told him recently, you know, but I knew this shit for like 6 months. I just didn't want to say nothing to nobody at the time. But, yeah, man, this shit is the whole play. You got DJ Modesty, too, man, out of France, you know, showing a lot of love. He did the, you know, he did like two joints on the LP for me, man. That was, that's really phenomenal. Queensmatic. You know, and, you know, he did the Wreck Your City with me and Wiz, me and Grand Wiz, man, from the Bravehearts. He's retarded.
Oh, shout out Grand Wiz.
Shout out DJ Modesty, man,
from France, man. That's my son right there. He's up. Also, man, we got my man Joseph Sorry, too, man. You know what I'm saying? He's out of France, too, man. He did the legendary Candle joint. We've been vibing for a few years. Finally got a chance to, like, make some good music together. And that's the next single off the LP, Legendary Candle, produced by my man Joseph Sorry. It's dope. Well, we got the model there too. The model Megan, the model doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? She coming up, breaking through in the industry, shit like that. You know, everybody get a shot on the platform.
We gotta
hit our audience with the classics first, and we going from Back to the Future to the Future Back, man. So we gotta let people know your origins, and we gonna start it off with the classic.
Hold on, before we do that though, let me just say one thing. Today we do got quality music for the people, man. This whole project is being mixed and mastered by Steve Sola, a.k.a. Throw a Lot of Goat. We're going to put some sauce on his name right there. Because, son.
Shout out Steve Sola.
Yeah. Steve Sola's working his fucking magic on this project right now.
Shout out Steve Sola. You know, he's mob, he's family, affiliated with the hood.
That's a fact.
Everything's gonna be top quality, mixed down right,
top quality.
And sounded right. Steve on the boards, definitely.
That's a fact, son. You know that. You can't have it no other way.
Birdie Bone, man. Saturday night, Schoolboy Radio.
Saturday
Imam
night.
Thug Hour. It's the Imam Thug Hour. Let's go. Let's hit him with some fire.
Killer B.
Yeah. Saying, son, saying in the room in this game for everybody, you know. But we gonna do our thing, baby.
Yo, Imam Thug, something stunning. Rap, you done it. I'm on Drake, Queens, Jamaica, Brooklyn be stunning. All feelings on, we all grow with this bubble. I recognize life is a deal, cards in the shuffle. Everything revolves around me. I couldn't see that. 25 to life for hip hop. You got the feedback. Who need that? More than grand stacks up in the cheese stack. We roll black. One more trip, we get that all back.
Killer B. Yeah. Saying, son, saying in the room in this game for everybody, you know. But we gonna do our thing, baby. We gonna do our thing.
Yo,
Imam
Thug, something stunning. Rap, you done it. I'm on Drake, Queens, Jamaica, Brooklyn be stunning. All feelings on, we all grow with this bubble. I recognize life is a deal, cards in the shuffle. Everything revolves around me. I couldn't see that. 25 to life for hip hop. You got the feedback. Who need that? More than grand stacks up in the cheese stack. We roll black. One more trip, we get that all back. It keeps this world high, yearly boys to plot. These fucking tracks have a nigga feeling wide inside. Any bottle tip, high, smoke a line to ride. It's on you, if you wanna take heed to hidden treasure. It's recognized as Imam Thug with Noriega. Recognize that 2-5 shot.
fire back of me. Tackle me, them niggas make loot, but only half of me. My faculty, low hold, and your machine on, it's tuxedo. Why all your niggas reload, reload, just load on, roll on, roll on. Jagger's calm, dust of dawn, art of war, still time to score. Yo kid, we probably four. Yo Victoria's Secret bitches that suck dick raw. The freak, break dames tight. I got the long pipe, kick doors in, snakes four fours in. Yo escape the northern, swerving, TV's inside suburban. I rag, dive, sticky, diamond cut, pinky. Listen to trash shit with Northern Chinky. Network, like the internet. We're Henny West, now I know, be my set. So whatever be next. Now see, you late to be on some East Coast shit. I keep it real with the bitch to keep it real with me. Cut the hand off the ticket, try and sell for me.
Nigga, it's all real. Clear like the waters in the blue.
niggas to bang out to this shit. Niggas drive drunk to this shit. Drive drunk to this, drive drunk to this.
Fire too. We was in the huddle like fucking NFL.
Yo, y'all niggas are definitely slaying it. And we still going to keep slaying it. And that's what we here for, man, to keep in mind the niggas that real niggas is still out there and dropping shit. For real, man.
Man, son. Ooh, that's what I'm talking about, son.
That was one of the hypest records from that QB Finest album.
Yeah, man, niggas don't know, man. We deep in the hood, man. We got a lot of new niggas coming out and a lot of old vets still representing. So we going to keep hitting y'all niggas, man. And Iman Thug is going to be right there with us.
Is this your first official album coming?
Yes. This is my first official album. I funded this album by myself, man, through my company, Empire Game Productions. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Oracle and everybody involved in that play. It's a big deal, man. You know, put all the songs together. I figure that, you know, if I could set the tempo for a lot of the songs that people like in the past, I can set the tempo for some of my own records. So, you know, I took a whole year to kind of just do that. You know, I took my time on it.
You've been around for a long time, and for this to be your first album, like why'd you wait so long? You know, you've been hot. You've been hot for a long time without giving them an album, you know?
Absolutely. Well, you know, we basically know the answer to that, man. It's kind of like, you know, a lot of politics that's been, involved around my career and different things like that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I had to have a love for it, man, to continue to still give it to the people the way I am right now. I had to have a love for the culture to do that, you know what I'm saying? And that's really what it's about, you know what I'm saying? You know, coming from Queensbridge, you know, ain't no escaping the music. Ain't no escaping, you know what I'm saying, that shit, you know? So, you know, yeah, it was warranted, man. This Immortal Legend album is coming out because I was already deemed dead in the game. So I'm on immortal time right now, and this project is on immortal time. And that's why I named it the Immortal Legend. You know what I'm saying? Because this shit's going to exceed time. Yeah.
Yeah, because when you think about the songs we just played, like, a lot of that energy comes from you. You know, like, I feel like you bring it out of them, you know?
Yes. You know, well, a lot of those joints, like, you know what I'm saying, be assignments too. You know what I'm saying? Driver's Seat was an assignment. That was my first assignment for the War Report album. And even though in the War Report 2, my first assignment was Thug Planet. You know what I'm saying? That was an assignment. You know what I'm saying? That Nori gave me this that assignment. You know what I'm saying? So that was their first single off of War Report 2. And a lot of different records, The True Confessions, Illuminati, all of those things I set the page for. So, you know, I take pride in that, you know, and I take pride in, you know, delivering it on my own project, you know, and just having fun with that, you know, just having fun with it.
That's the key part, fun.
I'm having fun right now. I'm having fun making records, man. I'm having fun hearing how this shit's coming out. And man, I'm having a great time hearing that shit. You know, shout out to Sha Money XL. You know, my man DJ Cap. You know, V12, the Black Sinatra. You know, everybody, man, on the play, man. It's happening.
So, while Sha Money XL did some production on that?
Yeah, we did the joint with me and Poet.
Oh, that's crazy. I don't know. For people out there that don't know who Sha Money XL is, you know, he was the one behind G-Unit in the beginning, you know?
Yep.
Before the Dre records, there was Sha Money XL, you know? The Bangham Smurf, all those Jamaica Queens artists that was coming up at a certain time, you know, Sha Money XL was behind the boards for a lot of that.
That's the whole fact. That's a fact. I know all of them, yeah. You know, but Sha Money sent me like 4 joints, man. You know, I didn't have to ask him twice. None of that, man. He's one of the rare breeds from the essence that, you know, that came to the table for me, man, and I appreciate him for that.
If you know hip hop, you're gonna wanna give Iman Thug a beat. Like, if you know hip hop, you want him to lace your beat. Like, you know what I mean? Like I just said before, you know, you made a lot of them CNN joints pop, the Tragedy joints pop because of your energy. So just off the strength of that, if I'm a producer, I'm going to say, hey, here's a few beats. You know what I mean? Like, just off the strength of that. Because they know what you're going to bring to the table, you know?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, that Alway joint with CNN, man, was like that Starch beat, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that was one of my favorite. He's one of my favorite producers, so. Also, so it was like, you know, it was a pleasure for me to, you know, saying to do to you know, saying to sprinkle that shit, you know. Anyway, I got a lot of favorites too, man. But we want to bring up, you know, saying some of the people that are great also, man. That's not getting the opportunity, you know, saying to for people to hear their greatness, man. And that's what this project is about too.
And that's what we about over here. Schoolboy Radio.
Should have had some Black Poet production on there. You know, Black Poet is crazy on the boards, on the low, you know. Poet got some things going on, you know.
Oh, yeah. Word, you know.
Poet used to have, like, fucking boxes and boxes of fucking rhymes underneath his bed, man. Like, go to Poet Crib. You know what I'm saying? On some other shit, son. Like, somebody, like, some would have rhymes, like, boxes of rhymes underneath his bed. Like, the shit was for real. I never saw no shit like that. I was like, what the fuck? Someone's like a whole machine, man. Before he even came out with the shit with Hot Day and all that, like, he was already ready.
Wow, you remember that shit, son? Nigga, definitely remember that shit, son. All I had was just rhymes all over the place, man.
Yeah, man. Junior high school, you son was a monster.
Word is bond. Imam Thug Hour. We ain't going to stop hitting y'all with that shit. It's Saturday night. E, hitting with some more Imam, man. It's nothing but Imam all day, Imam all night, Imam Thug. Let's fucking go.
Already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Beach World Black Sinatra. It's like they woke up to cranking, man.
This what we all been.
I can hear Godzilla walking on the floor. Yo, Imam.
Check it, yo. Check it, yo. Check it, yo. Check it, yo. Check it, yo.
Yeah, I stay on my muscle game. Play yourself, don't look at me, I ain't the one to blame. My reach is long, I'm on for more. One butt and punch, that ass is gone. Never take a man kindness for his weakness. Peeped it, rocked him, then I threw him in a sleeper. Queensbridge hit, spit flames through your speaker. When they try and say you can't read, make a classic, you tell them, shut the fuck up, you dirty bastard. And never interrupt the ones that's doing it. Yeah, we moving it, uncut, crooked shit. That mean we got the rolling dope on the block. Lyrical morphine flows for you to cop. Knocking in your drop top, knocking in your truck. Knocking in the streets is that new Imam Thug. Knocking in the streets is that new Imam Thug. Let's go,
we on our grind like all the time. That's why we always win it. We from QB Munchie. Now please tell me what you thinking. You know we got that work, we got that heat, we keep that fire. And when we drop this hit, it's only gonna take you higher.
Queensbridge, give a fuck about your feelings. Don't even try and hate, kick down your buildings. Been grinding on these blocks for years, it appears. You trying to cause dissension in the ranks. Sipping on a Henny mix with amphetamines, huh? This is Kruger, huh? You fucking with that real, huh? Use your face as a coaster. Early morning closing deal, sipping on mimosa. If you don't like us, we don't like you either. Fuck around if you want with that QB either. Imam Thug, Imam Bomb, Imam Grizzly. Legendary Kendall Black, tell me can you handle that? King shit is Queensbridge forever. Get his zone in your dome like a butter soft leather.
King shit is Queen Bridge forever. Now it's shown in your dome like a butter soft leather. Let's go,
tweet. We on our grind like all the time. That's why we always win it. We from QB Machi. Now please tell me what was you thinking? You know we got that work, we got that heat, we keep that fire. And when we drop this hit, it's only gonna take you higher, Imam Thug. And you ain't never gon' stop,
ain't never too much, ain't never too much.
She love it too much.
They gone, two shots, they gone, three shots, they gone,
it only take one,
four shots, they gone, five shots, they gone, six shots, they gone,
it only take one,
what we gonna do, what we gonna do, protect everything we built, that's what we on to, could've lost it all, might jack off the wall, yet we still here, represent that real, yeah, yeah, it only take one hater just to fuck your day up. That one lame ass nigga tryna taste your makeup. Wanna touch the cloth, bell shit ringing off. Workers run around acting like the fucking boss. Where they do that at? You ain't true to that. Rule of law, we go by, never losing that. El Jefe talk, ain't got a walk. Just raise an eyebrow, might find you with my style. Rolls in the pickle jar, what's the one I'm licking on? Royalty and honor tour, ass naked in the loft. 50 million in the Porsche, spin it like I made it all. Thug made off, pick them all, back the truck, I'm taking off. This is a heist, homie, ain't nothing nice, homie. We flip the energy, water just turned to ice on me. Nick, before you act, can't lose no nights, homie. Everything is a go, littles is lights, homie. One shot, they gone, two shots, they gone, three shots, they gone.
It only take one.
Four shots, they gone. Five shots, they gone. Six shots, they gone.
It only take one.
What we gonna do? What we gonna do? Protect everything we built, that's what we on to. Coulda lost it all, might jack off the wall. Yet we still here, represent that real, yeah. Yeah.
One shot, they gone, that's all that I need done. Fuck two and three, I'm from QB, done. Chaos, mayhem, make your niggas bleed, done. Whenever it's red rum, you can count on me, done. Mic check, gun check, they can never stun on me. Industry full of wanksters, bitches and wannabes. I'm the realest from the bedrock bottom. Scraping the bottom of the pot, loose rocks got them. All fakes, I spot them, kill them without a problem, I swear. They don't want my world to revolve around them. Bunch the niggas surround them, stomp them, ground them, pound them. Animal, I know the way this shit be sounding. But trust me, you don't wanna double cross. You don't wanna feel a force, bring you in, lock the doors. It's about to go down, last thing you hear and see is the sound of the pound.
One shot, they gone, two shots, they gone, three shots, they gone.
It only take one.
Four shots, they gone, five shots, they gone, six shots, they gone.
It only take one.
What we gonna do? What we gonna do? Protect everything we built, that's what we on to. Coulda lost it all, might jack off the wall. Yet we still here, represent that real, yeah, yeah.
Blessing, back and stole my place to rap history. No mystery, shit's about
tribe. Go against me, no bueno, straight suicide. Hold on, fall back, let me truck my shit. Camo over the shoulders, movies in the whip. My overseas connect, got it, so the streets bubbling. Check it, yo, 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 we worldwide, cousin. We QB, we more directed, we undefeated. We Queens Ridge or nothing, I'm the architect. We more stuff, this is hunting season. QB, we undefeated. Now watch the plate, then you peep the math. Keep your eyes on the road, don't fuck around and crash. I take you back to that purple haze and hard hash. Loose work, red fences, crackhead cabs. Get money with them, never let them see the stash. It's about a quarter past, I'm pulling over, getting gas. Beats knocking, hop out, ain't nobody beefing. We just adjusting plays on how we gonna get to eating. This is hunting season, QB, we undefeated. You see me on my feet and already know the meaning. Immortal legend, black rose going from the semen. Designed my own clan condition, then I watch the semen. Now I'm the architect, blowing up more or less. Doing my money dance, blowing trees on the jet. You know we come from nothing, that's Queens Bridge or nothing. Immortal thug, hit him hard, you know the deal buzzing. Immortal legend, we undefeated. We're Queens Bridge or nothing, I'm the architect.
You sandwich poppin', you already know what it is. This is the Immortal Legend, Imam Thug, rising from the ashes. You already know the play. Shout out to my man V12 the Black Sinatra. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Comet and my man Blackavelli the Dawn. Schoolboy Radio. Pop, pop, pop. Check it, yo, yo, yo. This is the Immortal Legend, Imam Thug, and we in real time on Schoolboy Radio. And this is my new joint right now, coming off my new album. It's called Legendary Candle.
Death music. Moss, Joseph Sorry. Legendary Candle. Immortal Legend, Imam Thug.
Hooks dropping, them balls popping, you know what's happening is who. We from the hood, QB's popping, you know what's happening is who. She dropping low, she grinding on me, she got it popping like who. She bad as popping like who. We got it popping like who. Hooks dropping, them balls popping, you know what's happening is who. We from the hood, QB's poppin', you know what's happening, that's who. She droppin' low, she grindin' on me, she got it poppin' like who. She bad as poppin' like who. We on it poppin' like
who. Don't dress much, just give bucks, make our own rules, stuck in the game. Don't test us, don't care nothing about Gucci frames and platinum chains. God bless us, you can tell how we move, they confuse how we do this, man. They refuse to admit that I made it legit, too proud, so they curse my name. Like Easter, nailed to the cross, and the force, the truth put you all in shame. Before you come up, find you a wife who can handle the fortune and all the fame. What came to it? Black bummer with a blue tenant. Queensbridge, we don't give a fuck who did it. We don't entertain lame shit either. Towel on your forehead for the fever. Ain't worried about no one either. Can't stop this rain, I'ma heat up. When I drop that flow, let that go, I'ma be somewhere with my feet up. She on that pull like I need her. So cold, I call her anemic. Got me on that Josie Phoenix. This Imam Thug shit is the meanest. Hooks dropping, them balls popping, you know what's happening is who. We from the hood, QB's popping, you know what's happening is who. She dropping low, she grinding on me, she got it popping like who. She bad as popping like who. We got it popping like
it's
who.
Real talk, all the real homies ain't really going and left the game. Just got low, been through some of the foulest shit ever known to man. Feel different, only thing we know, hustle hard to the math the same. When it's all said and done, be like, damn, anyone, let's put him in the Hall of Fame. Queensbridge should have been, came out, things rang out, man, it's all the same. I'ma hold mine down like a corn, 4 pound fuck going out like Eddie Kane. This crew, listen, I ain't with all the bullshit. If you whip me, then you whip me, if not, all good, I ain't even tripping.
I ain't even tripping.
I'ma pull up from the logo, like Dan Della Hollow on my tholo. Go hard, get mine like a mofo. More Queensbridge shipping like it's cocoa. On the block, running bully, now you don't know. On powder and the water making dough, so she gon' ride with the thug, that's for show. She gon' ride with the thug, that's for show.
Hooks dropping, balls popping, you know what's happening is who. We from the hood, KB's popping, you know what's happening is who. She dropping low, she grinding on me, she got it popping like who. She's bad as popping like who. We got it popping like who. Hooks dropping, them balls popping, you know what's happening is who. We from the hood, KB's popping, you know what's happening is who. She dropping low, she grinding on me, she got it popping like who. She bad as popping like who. We on it popping like who.
Yo. Schoolboy Radio.
Yo.
Motherfucking Matrix, yo. We got Imam Thug in the house, man. Honor for you to come through tonight. Fucking with us, my nigga. For real.
Man, thank you for having me, man. I appreciate you, dog. You already know that shit, dog.
That shit dropped, nigga. I can't wait for that shit to drop, because hip-hop need that right there, kid. That's breath of fresh air right there.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, man, you know, that was just a light taste right there, what we got going on, man. The album is, like, it's filled with a lot of flavor, man, like a lot of flavor. So I'm looking forward to the people just, you know, enjoying it, man.
Well, we here to help you push that shit, so we're going to push that shit down niggas' neck for real. Can't wait for that shit to drop.
Yeah, son, man. We exclusive, man. Listen, they ain't going to hear from us all the time. They ain't going to see us all the time. But when we pop up, when we pop out, we want to pop up and pop out with exclusive work, man. We want to work. These are facts.
Word, man. And, yo, man, for real, I did not know Mama Duke passed, man. You know, I love Mama Duke, man. That's like my mom, you know what I'm saying? Like, she see me in the street acting up. You know, I straighten up. Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? That's like, man. No, man, that's like the mom's block, man. Yo, that's that I know that, man. That really fucked me up, Imam, man. Sorry to hear that shit, son.
It's all love, man. You know, we here to keep spirit and energy alive, man, and, you know, keep our positive energy on the table. And, you know, we want to put our artistry on display, man, you know.
No doubt, man. We got you over here. We got you over here, man. Bomb it. You going to hop for that thumb before we get out of here?
Yeah, man. You know, them couple joints we just heard off that Immortal Legend. That's some fire right there. I see you went to the new school with it on that last joint we played for the new youngsters out there, you know, that don't really know the what you come from. You know, you come from that real raw hip hop. And you know, that new joint is commercial vibe, but definitely feeling it, you know what I'm saying? So just keep shining, man. Imam Thug.
Check it, yo.
You definitely gonna keep shining. Yo, we got anything else before the drop before we get out of here?
I just want to let the people know too, man.
Yeah, I was going to say that we got one more left over that we're going to drop for them, and we're going to be out, man. Big salute to you for joining us, man. It was an honor of building with you.
Yeah, wait, let the people know when the album drops so they could go get that and where they could get it at.
The album is going to be dropping in April. I gotta really pay attention to how we gonna drop this thing, man. All platforms are gonna get it, but we also got some exclusive, you know what I'm saying, ways of how people can buy the album. It's gonna be real fun, you know, and different. You know what I'm saying? It's
physical.
Really added to the game, man. Yeah, it's gonna be physical. It's gonna be physical, digital, a lot of different things like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got a lot of different people on our team that are exercising, you know, different softwares and different things, man. So, yeah, everything is organic.
That's what I'm talking about, Imam, man.
Yeah, everything is organic.
Yo, man, thank you for fucking coming through.
One last thing, poet.
What up?
Before I go, I got to let everybody know, V12, the Black Sinatra, you know what I'm saying? We're working on his album right now. You know what I'm saying? We're working on his album right now. I Need a Grammy from V12, the Black Sinatra. It's going to be some of the most phenomenal R&G shit to hit the streets, man. His time is coming up next. He's probably
No doubt. I got to definitely fuck with the Black Sinatra, so V-Twizzy. That's my nizzy.
That's a fact.
Yo, we all from
Come
the hood,
man.
Kid. We got to support
That's
each
fact.
Other, man.
Absolutely. He's coming up next. He needs a Grammy.
No doubt.
My brothers,
That's
man.
For sure. Thun is definitely talented. We got too much talent in that hood for not niggas to not shine as much as possible.
Exactly, man. So we just playing our part, poet. You know the vibes, man. I ain't got to tell you nothing. It's understood, ain't got to be said.
No doubt, God. Yo, right. Man, like I said, man, thank you for coming through, Imam. The fucking world
yeah.
needs you. Hip-hop needs you. We're going to keep feeding that shit to the people.
Yeah, keep dropping
man,
that raw shit,
y'all.
Man. Check, yo.
Out of that shit more on the album, my dude. You know, we follow the King Cole. You know the deal, poet.
No doubt, man. Till next week, y'all. Yo, E, take us out.
And on that note, we out of here.
Yeah. Bye. What it be? Come on, Brittany. Come on, girl. Stop it. What? Yeah. Shelly.
Yeah.
What?
Go, Naughty.
That real shit, you know what I'm saying? You more thought. Bursting out the cocoon like that, you know what I'm saying? Apples just dropping from the tree. That's how I thought. Yo. I be the last man standing in the middle of a major war. BG, caveman and dinosaurs. Lord, wearing like bonds of yours. They got some type of shit they put up in your fucking drawers. Gotta fill them out, figure out the major flaws. Figured I can catch one in the back of Mega Hall. See my face posted in about 100 stores. Missing, last seen at the lab convention. Sound warp coincides with the mic cord. Savage beats, he straight me. We like Neanderthals, trapped in ice to be precise. Microchip in your body like blood of Christ. I fast 40 days and pray for 40 nights. Return to the essence of life for all life. Conceived in the earth is placed upon walls. Resting in the pyramid, wake when night falls. Blessed with the gadding, clicks to be injected. To the next life and change my whole perspective. Slaughtering my children, 10 towns of Romans. I'm holding, sword and gap for evil omens. Mark up the beast and print will be exploding. To the last day, they say world exploding. 1999, number 5. Internet web control your whole mind. My third eye shine in sight to lead the blind. 144,000 more crime.
More crime.
Wanted by fans of all kinds.
All
for waking
kind.
Up thugs and showing them true signs.
True signs.
True signs.
True signs.
For the blind. True blind. Forever shine.
Forever
yeah.
shine. Yeah. The next life.
Yeah. 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 Been on this planet for 25 years and still bleeding.
Still bleeding.
Eternally trapped in hell but still breathing.
Still breathing.
Caught up in the Empire State, guarding the Eden. Millennia surround my life for wrong reasons. I didn't ask to be here, God, see I was placed. Amongst Canaanites with six carved in face. Rolling all the guards up north behind gates. Amorites ruling the world in all states.
In all states.
Some lies coming from tongues of two snakes.
That illa hat, illa law, illa law. The one has the ball, shine like North Star.
See ya. Yeah. Gorilla Coalition,
for
Mac on
the
rap industry, what, yeah,
politically aware,
for all the DJs out there,
Do
I, Greg G, yo, SNS, God,
what,
Gaddafi, officially,
next
life,
all the DJs,
yo, Paradise, yo, put this in your cassette and get your thug on,
word up,
alright, the new joint coming through, Gaddafi, Imam Thug, 40D, INC, still hands, word up, band together, rap alliance, yeah, new world rap cats, third world gorilla cats, yeah, laser beam gas, thug paradise, yeah,
5 carat ice. What? Studio banging.